Then I now remember, like, the toilet paper was a big deficit.
Yes, it was
really funny because when somebody sold the toilet paper, you saw those people walking around with these toilet rolls in a kind of string, kind of like walking around. So that was always really hilarious. And the toilet paper, even that, which was a huge deficit, was really hard. And it was almost like a sandpaper. It was actually much easier to use newspaper in terms of for that, which we all did. We always use newspaper in a toilet, and I loved going to toilet reading all the old newspapers, which been cut into thread into pieces, the right size pieces, and then you would take, okay, what story was, because usually they were like old papers, and what story was here? Okay, today I'm using Leonid Brezhnev to wipe my bum. And this is a story about how Brezhnev met Indira Gandhi and blah blah blah, things like that, and here goes. I really remember sort of spending quite lots of time in toilets, often just sort of like choosing which story to. And I think in some ways the Soviet media succeeded because they didn't have toilet. We didn't have toilet paper because people went to toilet and forgot themselves to read there. They wouldn't read the paper at the right time, but they would just sit there and sort of like read.
It's also